Brings us to item D1, other matters. Report from Orange County staff regarding upcoming revaluation process.
Mr. Jakes Creighton from the Orange County Tax Administrator is here this evening to talk about a potential revaluation process for the Orange County.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I am Jinx Creighton, and I am your friendly neighborhood tax collector. But actually, this evening, I'm here in my capacity as tax assessor. We got some interesting information a few weeks ago, and I made a hotline to the county manager, and we sat down with the finance director because conditions were changing in Orange County and in Carver just the same. Basically, our numbers had been telling us for a number of years that values in Orange County had been rising gently. Well, that changed in 2011. They turned around, and they turned around rather dramatically. And so this presentation is an explanation of some things that have been going on the last several years. Hopefully you will enjoy that, and then a look at the future, what 2013 could bring to us. So let's start with the good news. The local economy continues to grow. Business property value is up. Motor vehicle value is up. New construction continues in Orange County, not quite at the pace that we were seeing the last couple of years. So at the same tax rate, that puts a little more money into the public purse. So let's take a moment now and look at what the reval cycle looks like. Now, basically what we do is we start off with a base. In 2005, we had a revaluation, and you've got smooth growth in the tax base because we don't recognize increases in value due to market conditions or decreases in value due to market conditions between revals. Then, of course, we had this big thing going on there in the midst of one of the biggest housing crises since the Great Depression. And then we have this very steady growth that looks pretty good from continued new construction.
So,
but,
sorry, that
yes, sir.
Big jump is a consequence of that's when the revaluation happened?
That's right. And that's a good question because you see what that jump does is it does not recognize what happened between 2008 and 2009. It recognizes what happened between 2005 and 2009. Now, of course, this is what people saw, and no one believed it. Let's zoom in a minute. That's a big leap. You know, we've gone countywide from $11 billion to $14 billion. And, this is while the headlines are screaming, values are crashing in Atlanta and Jacksonville and Miami, all the big cities. But none of these big media outlets publishes statistics on Carver. None of these big media outlets public, you know, the Case-Shiller index does not track anywhere around here. So let's see what really happened. And that's what really happened. People were right. Values went down between 2008 and 2009, but not by a huge amount, but they did. All these numbers have been adjusted for market value. Now, there is something creeping on the right-hand side of the slide. And this is what happened in 2012. Remember I said prices took a pretty significant change in the other direction? And so where between 2009, growth to 10, a little bit of growth to 11, and then, wow. So values are going down. We've looked at some statistics from the first 2 months of this year, and the trend is continuing. So basically, as we get ready, or as we are performing the revaluation, we are sort of riding, I think about a playground sliding board. We're riding the sliding board down. Now, in doing a revaluation, we need sales. So let's look at the sales that are going on in the county. This is the peak over the last several years. 2004 showed 2,500 sales or more. And then that volume has been falling. you can see that between 2007 and 2008, the market is already slowing down. The banks are withdrawing capital. And in 2011, we now have 969 sales countywide. Sales are the lifeblood of a revaluation. We can't tell what the market is saying if it's being quiet. Now, you might think, well, don't we have 3 years of sales to look at, 2009, 2010, 2011? Not really, because in 2009, 2010, the message the sales were giving us was that values were rising. That's not what is happening now. They're going the other way. So the only sales we have to work with right now are the 2011 sales and what we will pick up during this year. And frankly, there are just no sales at all in many neighborhoods. So what can we say is going on in the neighborhood? It makes it very difficult. So here's a map of the qualified sales. A qualified sale is a transaction that is not a foreclosure. It's not a short sale. This is what we saw in 2011. You can see the distribution down, you know, in this lovely box, which is the Carrboro Chapel Hill School District. That's where most of the action is. If you look at rural Orange County, we've got about 340 square miles. We have about 300 sales. So once again, we have a lack of data. Now, to put this in context, let's look at where we were the same time in the cycle last time. There you go. Lots more red splotches. And that's what we're having now. 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, rather, and now. So this is what it looks like side by side. And, you know, this is a challenge. I think this number of sales in Little River is about 36. You know, we have entire grid squares that have no sales at all. We have parcels that have no sales within 5 miles. So it's going to be a challenge. And it's the sort of thing that if we have to do, we certainly will do. And we're doing it right now. We're working on it. Now, naturally, I would expect you all to have a focus on something a little closer to home, Carrboro. So these are the sales we have for you in 2011. And again, in context, twice as many 5 years ago. And these larger splotches like this, they're usually multifamily, and so the whole parcel lights up when we get one sale in there. So imagine a large condominium development or townhouses or something like that, and we've got one sale in it. Well, what does that tell you? Tell us about value. So again, in context, here's where we were 5 years ago. And twice as many and half as many. You know, our goal in a revaluation is to restore equity. That's why we do them. You know, what typically happens in the market is values go up and down at different rates for different kinds of property. So we have revaluations to tax everyone on the same basis. You know, that's the most important thing we do. So, again, side by side, the 2 years. Now, I don't know if you noticed from 2009, but the public really loves a revaluation. I mean, don't they jump up and down and say how happy they are? So I brought you a little cartoon. Whoops, wrong button. There we go. This is Brunhilde. I love this. Trick or treat, fill my bag, or I'll do something awful? No, go away, or I'll come to your house and do something even worse. Well, how can you? I'm a witch, and I am the tax assessor.
How many people cut that out and gave it to you when they saw it? I bet it wasn't just one, right? I bet when that got...
You are correct. I think I got three several years ago, and I kept it for just moments like these. You know, what's more lovable, an assessor or a collector? The collector has no heart and the assessor has no brain, right?
Well, thank goodness somebody's willing to do it, and thank you.
Well, the heartless and brainlessness of my soul, thank you as well. Very kind.
We've been called worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Living in the public eye is not always the most fun. But actually, I do enjoy this work because I enjoy people. And most of the time, at the end of the conversation, we've made friends, mm-hmm. and I enjoy that. And I'm sure you have the same. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's look at a standard for revaluations. Now, in North Carolina law, if your valuations exceed 15% of market value, if you go above this gold line, then you should have a revaluation. If your market values if your appraised values fall below 85% of market, you should have a revaluation. So, as you see, in 2007, we fell below the standard, and that meant we had to have a revaluation by 2010. Not 2009 as planned, but we could have waited until 2010, and there was a lot of talk of that. But apparently they pressed on. Now, look where we are now. We're just under, well, let's put it another way. We're almost 5% above market. So generally speaking, our values are 5% above market value. People don't necessarily like it, but the question is everyone taxed on the same basis? And that's what the next slide is about. This is a statistic we call the coefficient of dispersion, or COD, but it's a measure of equity in taxation. The standard is that if you go above 15, then you need a revaluation. So again, we've got a trigger point, 2008, that says the unevenness in the market is too great. Some houses are being taxed at too great a rate, at too great a value, others at too small a value. That's inequity. That's to us. That's the worst thing. We want the tax burden to be spread by value under the law evenly. But look where we are now. See, that's an 8. Anything under 10 is considered good in the year of a revaluation. So in 2009, equity was excellent. In 2012, it's not in a bad position. So even though values are above market, our values are above market. Everyone's being treated essentially the same. And so let's look at what could happen in the tax base using some predictions. These are countywide numbers, but we will drill down to Carrboro soon. And you'll see that the countywide numbers affect the Carrboro-Chapel Hill School District and affect Carrboro as well. There we go. Now, the taller these bars, the more the tax rate will have to go up to be revenue neutral. So it would look like in 2013 that every elected board in this county would have the privilege of raising the tax rate just to maintain services. And I presume that's not the most fun in the world.
When people start loving you.
I'm happy to take the bullet, you know, that's what we do. You see, and here's, you know, here's the Chapel Hill Carrboro School District. It matches what we're looking at in Orange County. You know, you guys are doing very well compared to everyone else. And so this is what we'd be looking at. The county rate would need to go up 6.6 cents to be at revenue neutral. School district rate would have to go up 1.4 cents just to maintain programs, and I would expect, if predictions are holding, if they hold out well, you'd have to raise your rate 3.1 cents or you would lose $590,000 out of your levy. I know that in the county, we really don't want to lose $9.9 million. That would start to hurt. So these are the numbers that we're looking at. And we thought it was important that the decision makers, such as yourselves, would get the earliest warning we could give you. So that's all I have to show tonight. I would be very pleased to answer any questions you have. If not, I'll get out of the way.
I think we're good. Thank you very much.
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
I was wondering what the trigger is. I mean, maybe it was the early or one of the earlier graphs, because it looked like it was falling between the lines.
Let's see.
Obviously, like in 2012, it drops, but
as long as you're between the gold lines, you're within the legal right to delay a revaluation if you were to choose to.
Right. So you're in the legal.
Yeah, we're not far from middle. Middle is right here at 100. You know, last year we were here. Mm-hmm. This year we're there.
So are you saying there's going to be a reevaluation or?
Well, right now, we are operating under a resolution of the Board of Commissioners to have a revaluation in 2013.
And that was just determined previously, not triggered by any of this. Okay.
Yeah, that was done by resolution, and it's a resolution they can modify, and on the 15th, they're going to consider that possibility.
Okay. So you're letting us know that this is the data on which to possibly solicit or ask that the commissioners postpone that revaluation.
Or whatever your interpretation is.
Or however it is.
Yeah, ultimately, it's really up to decision makers like yourself what's the best thing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that our commissioners have, invited comments that you might have about what you think they should be doing. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy decision. You know, if we catch values going down, then, we're going to catch them in the middle of a fall. And people will say, well, you didn't wait long enough to get the lowest value that you should have. Mm-hmm. If you put it off, people will say, oh, we wanted a revaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's any decision they make is going to be subject to criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
These are numbers of sales.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have anything to do, it does not reflect a decrease in the number of houses going on the market.
No, ma'am.
And it also, because people are just not putting their houses on the market. It also does not reflect people moving to the area.
Well, if people are moving to the area and buying homes, and they show up in our numbers.
So if people are moving to the area, they're not buying. I'm thinking of this in terms of, and I'll bring this up later, of another agenda item that we have with the coming up with the school's inadequate public facilities ordinance. And I'm thinking, gosh, there's something about these two that doesn't quite gel. But I'll bring that up there. But you don't do anything in the way of predicting population growth. That's not your bailiwick, right?
No, ma'am. Okay. I'm afraid I count things.
Okay. All righty. Reality-based. That's great.
Our evidence is empirical.
Good. I like reality.
All right.
When I can find it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. All right.
I have a couple questions. On the bar graph for a higher sales ratio usually leading to higher taxes post-reevaluation?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That bottom line there, so everything that's there is shown reflective of over 100%.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I just want to be sure I understood that. Then the next question I had, so does, when Orange County does the assessment on the percentages, do they look at, or do they do a breakdown to look at what Carrboro and Chapel Hill, what their percentage of these sales is to the entire county?
We do it very locally. We do revaluations neighborhood by neighborhood.
Okay, so it's not looked at in terms of what the two municipalities. Okay.
No, not at all. I mean this chart right here shows you, even though Chapel Hill has this tall bar, this means that values in Chapel Hill are falling much faster than they're falling in Carrboro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, right. So that's a good thing for us, actually,
mm-hmm.
comparatively.
But our tax rate is...
Along with your buyer or seller.
Yeah, it depends on who you are. You know, when we send out tax notices with lower values on them, you know, we're expecting two different reactions. One, it's not low enough. And two, when the tax bill comes, if the tax amount does not go down, then they're going to be upset. And, you know, that's really the issue. If decision makers go for revenue neutral, then tax bills are going to go up for many people. Mm-hmm. You know, again, our greatest problem is we don't have enough data. Well, let me put it another way. We don't have as much data as we would like, mm-hmm. because the market is moving very slowly. We would normally have 1,800 to 2,000 sales a year, and we've got 969.
And how does it compare triangle-wide? Is there any view of that?
That's a good question, and I've been asked by the board to look at some of our neighboring counties. And it's interesting, in 2009, there were 21 counties that had revaluations. Mm-hmm. And of those 21, only four are having revaluations from 2013, and Orange is one of them. Mm-hmm. Three have put their revaluations off to 2015, and the majority, 11, have put them off to 2017. So other counties are, I think they're waiting for the market to calm down.
And what does it mean, given that there's obviously quite a difference between the jurisdictions, if there was an increase in the rate, it's countywide, right?
Well, the countywide rate, you're right.
And so if we don't need to raise as much, but other jurisdictions do to remain revenue neutral, it's just going to be an average percentage raise throughout the county?
Of the countywide rate.
Countywide.
You know, percentage-wise, if
you
look...
Because there's our rate.
Right.
So percentage-wise, Chapel Hill...
It's more of Chapel Hill's problem than it does ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bigger increase for them, 8.3%, mm-hmm. than it is for you.
Right.
On town taxes, you're talking about.
On town taxes. Right. Everyone pays the Orange mm-hmm. County rate, and we're looking at a countywide rate increase of 7.7%.
Right. So we do get the Orange County.
That's the Orange County effect that you were talking about, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
I have one more question. I know I just lost it. Looking at other counties, just an overview, would you say that Orange County, in the larger scheme of things, is more or less or similar in terms of its dependency on real estate transactions, revenue?
We're unusually dependent upon property taxes for revenue in this county. We don't have a great deal of sales tax revenue, which counties that have, say, more retail do. So it's a much higher percentage of our revenues, and it certainly would be for not just the county and all the cities.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.